This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump confirms that U.S. forces killed an al-Qaeda leader who claimed responsibility for masterminding the deadly shooting of the Pensacola Naval Air Station in December. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Although he's mentioned it this week, President Trump has officially confirmed that a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen killed Qasem al-Rimi. He was the founder of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who posted a video after the December shooting at the Florida base that killed three U.S. sailors, calling the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, a courageous knight and a hero. President Trump says the U.S. and its allies are safer as a result of al-Rimi's death and vows to continue tracking down and eliminating the terrorist threat. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died Friday from the illness, as China's Hubei province reported dozens of new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Jillian Kitchener has more.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, a grim milestone for the fast-spreading outbreak. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hardest hit by the outbreak. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading illegal and false information about the coronavirus. On Friday, China's Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, reported new deaths, taking the death toll in China to over 600. It also reported nearly 2,500 new cases, for a total of over 30,000 cases, according to state TV.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. And U.S. President Trump said Friday, after a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping, that Beijing is showing great discipline in tackling the coronavirus outbreak. This is